Thank you.
Usually interrupts you.
That's right. That's perfect. I'm glad you remember. You don't even need a sticky note anymore. All right. Well, good evening, everybody. It's 6 o'clock by my watch. Let's go ahead and get this meeting underway. Let me switch screens here real quick. Okay, so I think we've got everybody on the introductions, Chase, but if, like usual, somebody pops in, just go ahead and blurt it out and we'll all make a note of it. Let me see, why is this doing this? There we go. Okay, so like we normally start off after we open up the meeting, is there any public comment? Hearing none. Okay, we have a busy agenda. If for you folks that have had a chance to look at the agenda, there's a couple new items under strategic planning when we get there. So we're going to rush through the business stuff and then give those items the time they deserve. So if there is any public comment, please raise your hand or jump in and try to make it quick. Let's go ahead and jump into item three, agenda approval. Can we get a motion to approve the agenda, please?
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second, I second.
Thank you, ladies. Okay. All in favor of approving the agenda as presented, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Gary, you there? I can't hear you. You guys know if it's just my computer or can anybody else hear Gary?
I can't.
Okay. Well, the motion carries, and if I had to assume, I'm assuming Gary would say aye also, but we'll say the motion carried with four ayes and one absent for now. And then if we get
I
Gary to
did
hear.
say aye. Can nobody else hear me?
Oh,
Now
there
we
you are.
can.
I hear
Now
you
we
now. All
can.
right, motion carries. Okay, so let's jump in to the meeting minutes approval. We have some meeting minutes from our 8/9/2023 meeting. I'm assuming everybody had a chance to review them. I just finished it up about 5 minutes ago, and I don't have any comment, Chase, except for they look great, Janelle, as usual.
Thank you.
Would you like a motion?
Yeah, please. I would love one.
I move to approve the August minutes as presented.
Second.
Perfect. Thank you, Gary and Karen. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Motion carries. There were a bunch of action items on that. So Chase, when we get to the very end, maybe we'll circle back to some of those because I have a couple of them were on my list that I didn't really put into the president's message. But let's go ahead and jump into the president's message. I'll zoom through it as quick as I can. And if there's any comment afterwards, feel free to ask. Let's see I can get it pulled up.
Yeah, sorry I didn't get that transferred over in time to get it presented.
No, you're fine. I'm working off the laptop instead of the other screen, so it's going to take me a second. Almost there.
Chase, what time do you have Jeff Condit joining?
It was 6 or maybe 6:01. Sorry, I should have called that out. It was right when we were going.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So first off, I just want to have a big say a big thank you to everyone who provided responses to our infrastructure improvement questionnaire. Or if they provided feedback otherwise, some of us didn't use the questionnaire, some of us just sent emails or calls. That was all very welcome and thank you for that. We received almost a dozen responses from various interested parties, which we will hope will help us better understand the needs, wants, and priorities of the people we're here to serve. The responses, analysis, and concerns we received will not only help steer our short-term efforts, but they're also going to serve as a tool to guide our thinking as we continue to develop our long-range infrastructure improvement plan. Operations within our district have been extremely busy this past month. We know Chase is going to jump in on this during his manager's report, so I won't elaborate, but I did feel it necessary to give credit where credit is due. Our general manager did a great job interacting, coordinating with landowners to assure water was available for irrigation activities, managing a large ditch cleaning project, and overseeing levee mowing and spraying contractors all at the same time. Our field operations technicians have also been very busy assisting with spraying efforts and help. He also helped improve the efficiency of our mowing operations. He was up in front of the mower removing obstacles and obstructions so that the mower could keep going. Big thanks to both of you for your hard work this month. I'm also happy to report that we're already beginning to see some of the results of the hard work we're putting in, and that we'll continue to put forth all the effort that's necessary to improve the functionality, the efficiency, and reliability of our district and all of its systems. So we will, that's pretty much concludes the president's message. We'll make sure that that's posted and attached to the minutes since we didn't get it on the screen. Is there any comment about that? Any comments, questions, or concerns? It's been a very, very busy month for the district. So, okay, let's jump in. Number six, company financial review and expenditures. Chase, it's all yours.
Little flapper. Okay. So basically the transactions on the board, you can see them presented. They were sent out and posted to the website. I think it got them up Tuesday morning. The only change, we had $17,000 request transfer to cover the transactions as presented. I was able, so mowing operations finished up yesterday. And so I was able to get an invoice for the mowing. And then also the spraying, I talked to Gary. He's expecting to be under budget, and he hasn't had the time he even had last year, so that's getting more efficient as well. I want to just approve the amount in the spring budget. If anybody doesn't, if that's not okay, that's fine too. I just want to make sure we get the mowing in. We know what the budget was on that. We're about, looks like we're about $10,000 under budget on that particular item, so that's a good thing to have. With the spraying, mowing, and the transfer, it brings us to $35,632. And so, is there any questions on that, or if you want to include the spraying or not? It's entirely up to you guys.
Does the board have any comment?
I would be fine with that. So would that mean the transfer we need to do would be a total of $36,000?
Yeah, a good round number, 36,000.
I don't see any issue with it either, Chase. I think it'd be good to get ahead of it. Any other comment? You need a motion for that, Chase?
Yeah, let's do a motion to approve the transaction as presented, and then the state pool transfer of 36,000. Well, I mean, I can't do it. Someone needs to make the motion.
I move to approve the transactions as presented and the state pool transfer of $36,000.
Second. Okay. Sorry, Megan.
It's going to be a race tonight. Who gets that second in first? Well, thank you, ladies. Okay. Motion on the table to approve the transaction list as presented and transfer $36,000 from the state pool account. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, motion carries. Thanks for getting those in too, Chase. It's helpful.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted to cover the budget. So like kind of I explained like during the budget meetings and too, is like this year, if you look at the balance sheet, which I thought I had pulled up here, I apologize. We'll be kind of dipping into the savings till about November, which we have plenty of. There's I think last time I checked, there's almost $375,000 in savings. Our big assessments come in November, December. So it's kind of this time of year doing projects, you know, we are dipping into our savings, but that usually all comes back in. So it's, if you look at the balance sheet and that number starts to drop, that's what you'll see happening there. So, because we kind of, our big income's November, December, and then it just trickles in. You can see since June, we've only collected $8,700, which is, you know, not much of our total overall budget. Our assessment. So in case anybody saw that, I just wanted to make sure that was pointed out.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. That jump right into the manager's report, I guess. So I sent this out, I think yesterday, again, posted to the website. As Rob touched on, we do have the cherry ditch cleaning going on right now. The east-west ditch is actually completed. It was completed yesterday afternoon. For whatever reason, the excavators had some mechanical difficulties the last several days. I think they've got those sorted out today. One of the good things was around the Cherry pump station, we were actually to get a lot of the sediment that's accumulated directly around the pump station cleaned out of there. With the size and the type of excavator being a long stick, it's kind of a square peg and a round hole for around those pump stations. But I think we did pretty good for what we had. We were able to use the portable pumps we have and actually hydraulically kind of blast the sediment that's immediately up against the grate. And we got that cleaned all the way down to the subgrade of the pump or the sump, sorry. And so that's been really good. And Rob touched on too, this has really been an upgrade. The pump is already, the cycle durations are much, much longer and the frequencies are much, much less. And so that's been a great increase for this pump station, which used to run, you know, on average, maybe 10 to 15 minutes at a time, especially this time of year. So that's been a big upgrade. Then for the mowing, touched on contractor, he just finished up yesterday. Outside of just mowing the levee, which has been kind of the standard the last several years, we were actually able to get down onto what we call the riverward benches, which are benches that are sometimes there's riprap below them, sometimes it's just a toe. But accessing these benches has allowed us to really get down in there, especially with the spray. We've kind of been having to mow, get ahead of us, and we'll come through and spray, especially because of the riprap that's on the riverward side of the levee. Of course, you can't mow in there, but being able to spray that and control the berries from growing up to the riprap has been very good. And like I said, I mentioned earlier, we are about $10,000 under budget for the mowing, and it is completed. So that's been a benefit this year. The herbicide application, he's supposed to finish up the first part of next week. Last small section on the very, very southern end of the levee. And then on the northern end, where JR has actually been helping them, the riverward side of the levee, of course, access is difficult in most areas. And so JR has been helping him. The buggy stays on the top of the levee, and JR walks down along the bottom and sprays the vegetation needs to be controlled over the top, and it makes it much, much quicker. And we're working on a lot of turbine oil changes, especially in the pumps that actually have turbine oil. And so that's been on. JR has been working on that as he has time. Hopefully get that cleaned up before we get into the rainy season. The north tide gates, basically been using the tide gates to kind of control. I was using them to control for irrigation. And then now it seems most irrigation is over with of the corn irrigation would be. So the gates are mainly draining. We're holding them around about 3 feet at the Evans pump station. All the other pumps are set to the standard 1.5 to 2. The only thing that's different is we have been drawing down the Cherry to help the excavator or the contractor on the ditch cleaning, just so we can get a better idea of the sediment load in that ditch. The Kessie pump, again, has been off irrigation. JR has actually been really diligent with this one. It's actually pretty simple to just drive by the pump station, see the water level, and kind of adjust the backflow valve accordingly. He's been doing a pretty good job at that. And I didn't put it in the report, but I've heard horror stories in the past about the weed load at the Smith pump, and this year it has come to fruition. It is incredible how many weeds are out at that pump station. It is a daily chore to get the weeds out of that pump. And I hate to say it, but I kind of feel bad for the past managers when the intake grate was only about 4x4. We have an 8 foot wide by 6 foot deep intake grate, and it still is plugged. It's pretty incredible. I've heard horror stories, but actually never witnessed it till now. So I guess with that, does anybody have any questions kind of at that point? None?
Nope.
Okay. I guess looking ahead, we got the shop roof replacements. We're on schedule for that. It's looking like probably mid to late October. Kind of everybody's about a month to 2 months out on roof jobs right now. I'm hoping to depth survey the Santosh and the Evans slough, especially this time of year when the slough has very little fluctuation. So you kind of know your water depth at all times. You're not, we don't have pumps kicking on or anything fluctuating greatly. The, like I said, the herbicide application probably wrapping up Monday. The ditch system hopefully wrapping up Monday as well. And then the riprap and riverward tow inspections during low rivers. I'm sure everyone's noticed the river is extremely low right now. And so this is the best time to do it. I've kind of already started it. I've actually walked. I've been down at Scappoose Moorage and Dykeside Moorage and walked the banks there and kind of get a good look at it there. So that's, I've already started it, and I'm hoping to kind of wrap it up in the next, during this month. And kind of as Rob touched on, now that we've mowed the riverward benches, there are a lot more what I'll call obstructions, especially out at the north, the what I call that, well, the north end of the district by the north pump, that for whatever reason, the levee kind of as the Multnomah Channel comes around the edge of the levee there, it almost creates a back eddy, and there's a lot of debris that just settles on the levee in that area. And it was very difficult to mow, and we actually didn't get it all mowed. We didn't get as much of the mow as I wanted to because we were hitting, you know, giant logs that were just laying on the levee, even from last year's high water. So then I still have the tow drains on there, and then large fall projects. We are still in fire season, unfortunately, and so that's a kind of been a hindrance on these projects. And then I'll stop there again. Does anybody have questions? Okay. Personnel, really don't have any updates on that. 408s, I did have a meeting with Heidelberg Materials this morning. It was more of a less just a kind of a courtesy call between us and Heidelberg. They kind of let us know they do plan on submitting their 60% submission during the October meeting, and they wanted to make us aware of it. You know, we kind of talked about that. They had some questions about some of our infrastructure projects. I talked to them about that briefly. And then I also contacted our consultants this afternoon, make sure they're aware that the 60% is coming. And they're going to, of course, provide the share file link so we can, our consultants can get a hold of all that information. So that way we're just trying to make sure that everybody's kind of open lines of communication, make sure everybody's on the same page there. So, but the official Army Corps USACE, you know, Heidelberg SDIC meeting is October 2nd, I believe. Is there any questions on that? Okay. With the city of Scappoose, we're still trying to move along with the mapping. It sounds like they're trying to move forward. We are also... Well, I've also started to work with some of my contacts at the Army Corps of Engineers. As we all know, our levee certification expires at the end of 2024. And so I'm trying to get ahead of and possibly prepare. And we also need guidance from FEMA, which we're trying to get right now, is how does a FEMA or a levee certification look to FEMA, depending on the current, I guess, the timing of that application. And so I'm trying to work with the Army Corps. I actually did talk to Shane today about it, just to see, to make sure that we aren't going to miss a step in this process, whether we're certified or not certified. I'm just trying to double check before we get up closer to crunch time. Does anybody have any questions on that? I'm sure there is. Okay. As Rob touched on, we are actually, let me back up. I want to make sure I'm not jumping ahead. Jumping the best practice. So as Rob touched on, we did receive all the public comment. I compiled all those. I've made its own folder inside of our SWOT analysis, so it's available on SharePoint. But I also forwarded all of those comments to the board for their review. We did receive a couple comments through the website. And so that's the way those come through, or I don't want to call it clunky, but it's just, I took that information. Actually, I changed it over to a draft and a PDF file, just so we had something we could save in our system to track for later on. And I've been working on the O&M manual. I have noticed there are some, there's some technical design data that's not included that should be. And so I'm trying to update and make sure that design data is accurate and correct. A lot of that data pertains to the as-built drawings of the levee. And so there's some notice to make sure I have the correct Army Corps of Engineers design drawings associated with that data. And so that's taken me some time to kind of sort through all that information. And also the pumps. So any questions on that? Awfully quiet. Is my audio on?
Yeah. That's because you're doing such you're a good job, Chase.
I second that.
So I guess I'll stop there because we have some other stuff to go with best practices. It's kind of our part of our strategic planning. I guess process. As on the agenda, we have this community outreach and branding. That was one of the goals. Our September meeting was supposed to be for the annual bylaw review discussion. And then I kind of touched on where the O&M manual is at this point in time. But I think probably start on the community outreach and branding. I'll just kind of let Rob take it from here.
Yeah, so one of the action items from the last meeting was for me to reach out to the notes or the minutes said CP vendor, but it's actually one of the Cal Portland employees that we have that works out of our Vancouver office that's really good with community outreach and does a lot of the works with a lot of the vendors that does that produce flyers and things of that nature. So I did reach out to her. She brought up a good idea. She works with people at the local Scappoose High School. In some of their classes, that she's going to reach out to some of their contacts and see if they would be interesting in drafting something up for us to review. If that doesn't work out, she said she'll work with some other local vendors to see if she can get some pricing information for a flyer. So I have reached out, but nothing deliverable except to follow back up with her in a week on that topic. I'm sure there's more to add, though. So if anybody else wants to jump in, go ahead.
I actually also talked with one of my friends that works for the St. Helens School District, and they said that the whatever the classes are that do that would be it's kind of something they like to do. So I think we definitely have it would be kind of fun to have a high school, I mean, have them work on it, come up with something for us. It'd be, I mean, it's not like we're trying to, you know, try to sell like shoes or anything, but it'd be nice to have a brand. So, but
yeah, I think that's great. And I think, you know, we could use the logo in a number. We need a logo and we could use it in a number of ways. You know, that would just, I think, help professionalize our organization. So, yeah, let's move ahead on that.
Awesome. Yeah. And I basically gave our person two action items or two things to follow up. And one was to use the information on the website to create some type of a draft flyer based on our input. But the other thing was to generate a couple different illustrations for logos that we could review. So I'm hoping we'll have something by the next meeting. She was pretty confident that her contacts work pretty quickly.
I think I see the phrases community outreach, and then I see branding discussion. And in my mind, community outreach and branding they're part of the same umbrella, but they're two different things. You know, so I think with the branding, we just need, you know, a logo basically that represents us and then talk about how we're going to use that. We don't want to spend a ton of money on swag. I mean, that's not our goal here to have, you know, SGIC sweatshirts and merch and stuff, you know. But we want, you know, us maybe uniform letterhead website, signage on our trucks, maybe even signage out on our pump stations or on the road where our office is. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking out loud right now. But I think, you know, we could think about how to use a logo. I'm not sure what other kind of branding we would need. We haven't really talked about this very much as a board. I don't know if you have ideas, Rob, Chase, anybody else, on what other kind of branding we would need, but I don't think it needs to be extensive. Community outreach, I think that's another topic, you know, that we might want to think more about. I don't know if we want to do that tonight or if we want to talk about that in a work session or in another meeting or what.
Anybody have any input? I'm right on.
I think having a presence at the, you know, at any kind of city meeting, you know, that happens, that might be a good place to start. What do you think about that?
I like it. Yeah, because
we've already kind of talked about that before. I'm sorry. Am I interrupting you? I can't hear you right away. There must be some kind of weird delay.
No, here. You're fine. I have a delay, both mentally and on my computer. So, I think from a logo standpoint, going back to the branding, the logo is a great first step. I think we could start there and then go a million different directions. So let's start with that. And then from the community outreach point of view, you know, we've been informally having conversations with people from the city and having conversations with people from the county. And we even, you know, went as far as to get invited to a meeting a couple weeks ago, Chase and I did. And we talked informally just about the Lomar update, but we don't really have like a continuous presence. So I think, you know, picking something, whether it's a city meeting or I don't know if the county meetings or whatever, but picking something that we commit to, maybe even tonight, maybe it was just the city meetings. And then, you know, we can have discussions, you know, or send an email or a text back and forth saying, hey, you know, Chase can go to this one, or I can go to that one, or you can go to this one, and, you know, open it up to the board members. I think having a continuous present, regardless if it's a different person or not, would be awesome.
I think we don't need to have like a gala or anything like that, but it might be a nice to, I don't know how this fits into Chase's time card, probably not at all. But, you know, I think there are still some people we could invite for tours, some community leaders and partners that we could invite for tours of the system, you know, or at least a part of it, so they could have a better understanding of what we do. That might be an option too. So just putting that out there, no decision needs to be made at the moment.
Well, one action item we could throw in there for tonight, if the board is in agreement, we had talked a while back about inviting the mayor out, but we wanted to give him a few months to kind of get his, you know, get the feet under his shoes and make sure that he's, you know, hitting the ground running. And it sounds like he's done that, and he's done plenty of tours, and he's, you know, fully enveloped in everything that he's doing now. So maybe it'd be a good time to reach out to him as an action item and see if he'd be interested in taking a tour.
Well, and maybe it's more efficient to have, you know, several people on a tour rather than just, you know, one person at a time. And, you know, you could, we could like set up tours that work for Chase's schedule and then just invite people to come to them. And, you know, the invitation is just as important as the actual tour, I think. Maybe not as important, but it's also important. And then, you know, hopefully they can make it. That might be a way to approach it. Set up two options or something like that. And, you know, hopefully, I don't know. What do you think, Chase? You're getting in the weeds?
No, actually, I think it's a good idea. Because I know I remember, was it when you and Jeff, or when Jeff was president, you came on board. I took you guys on a tour of the whole district, and I thought that was very helpful for you guys.
Oh my gosh, enormous.
I mean, I hate to do it in the crummy time of the year, but the crummy time of the year is kind of the meat and potatoes of our time of the year when the pumps are running, you know, we're moving water. And so it'd be, you know, the winter time, there's definitely, you know, I'm sure we could squeeze in some time to do it.
Well, as it works for you is what I would say, you know.
Karen, would you be opposed to maybe, even opening up to the board to sending a list of potential people we want to include on a tour? Then, you know, we could maybe generate some ideas, have each person send a couple contacts that they'd like to see invited on the tour, and then
we could send that wouldn't be the same as having a discussion about it. But we have to be careful what we do by email. But as long as everyone's just replying all with, I don't know, how does that work? Jeff Condit?
No, you can like schedule tours via email. That's not considered deliberating towards a decision. So any kind of scheduling thing can still be done as a group.
But like if we were just throwing out ideas of people that we would like to invite on those tours and we did that via email, would that be problematic?
I don't think that would, because again, that's not really deliberating towards a decision. It's, or discussing a potential decision that's coming before you, that's throwing out suggestions. And, I would avoid getting into cross emails about that in case it slipped into something else. But I think if you did it and everybody got a copy of it, and then Chase is making the decision or brings it back to the full board to talk about who to invite, I think you could do that without running afoul of the prohibition upon
getting in trouble. Okay. Yep. All right. Well, I can start that.
Well, don't take the mayor. He's on my list.
Okay. I won't.
That's the only one I know.
Oh. Well, I mean, I think, you know, it's pretty, that one, that's not going to be too hard. But, I don't know. I mean, maybe we want to open it up, the same invitation up to landowners too. I don't know. I mean, I don't get inundated with 900 landowner members to go on tours, but what do you think about that?
I think it'd be kind of beneficial, but I'm trying to think of a medium in which we could reach out to that many people. My brain, as soon as you said it, my brain went to the annual meeting notice, maybe including something in the annual meeting notice saying, hey, we're going to be, doing tours regularly in the 2024, at least once a quarter. If you're interested, please send.
And just do it like on a first come, first served, this many spots available per tour kind of a thing.
That's kind of what I was thinking,
Okay.
I think Bob, do you have your hand up?
Yeah, I do. I just wanted to make a suggestion, and that is, maybe in conjunction with the notice for the annual meeting, invite the landowners on a tour and see what kind of response you get. That might tell you a lot about what you're going to have to organize.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Hey, thank you. Thanks, Bob.
I want to do one quick, Bruce Estock had a question in the comments. I'll get back to it after we're done with this conversation, but I just want to make sure he knows I see it. So.
Okay.
Chase, how are you feeling about all this talk about tours and such?
I think tour guides are underneath the job description, isn't it?
That's other duties as assigned, huh?
Yeah. Oh, everyone's favorite phrase.
I'll go on tours with you, buddy. We'll split them up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't think you want me out there giving tours.
I like the idea.
Oh, man.
I really like the idea of including the landowners. There's a lot of landowners, as we've already talked about, over and over again, that just don't even know we exist. So I think if we invited them, I mean, I'd be intrigued if I didn't know we existed and got invited on a tour. So cool.
Well, we can talk more about how we want to approach that. Maybe start with community partners and see how it goes.
Yeah. So the first action item or takeaway from this whole topic would be that the board, if we could just send one or two potential attendees, that you think could benefit from a tour of the district here in the next couple of weeks over to Chase, we can see what kind of feedback we get and then schedule them accordingly. Okay. Any further discussion on community outreach or branding? Okay. Thanks, everybody. It's really slow on my screen. Chase, what's the next one say?
Well, I'll back up to the 408 for Bruce. As far as I know, the meetings are not public. This is a meeting that Heidelberg has directly with the Army Corps of Engineers. It's just the 408 in this capacity is a member or a petitioner sponsored 408. So I'm not really sure of all the rules regarding it because it's not open. It's Heidelberg's actually paying the Army Corps of Engineers to review the 408 process. I don't believe they're open to the public. But I will double check, but I'm pretty positive they're not. Is that okay with you, Bruce?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, if they're not, I'm sure there's always a way to use FOIA to gather some information on the proceedings, but thank you.
Yeah. Okay, bylaw review.
Let me take the first whack at it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've been, I guess it was, oh, you're on bylaw review. Sorry. I was going to look at O&M review. I jumped a little bit ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead if you want to start with bylaw review.
Well, I was just saying, it doesn't sound, Jeff, it doesn't sound like there's anything that came out of legislative session that jumps off the page to you that we need to update anything within our bylaws. I know we just updated last year, so it seems, I mean, I would hope we'd be at least somewhat up to date.
Yeah, I am not aware of anything because of the weirdness in the session. They haven't published the Oregon laws for last session yet, and that has the list of the table of statutes modified to the bills. So I've been sort of monitoring things, and I haven't seen anything. But until I can see that, I can't tell you for sure. There's no statutory change that would affect us, but I certainly didn't see any chatter about it during the session. So I would be very surprised if that's the case, but I'll check when they publish that.
Okay. Does any other board members have any questions or comments? The bylaw reviews are our annual review, September. That's kind of why we're going over it, but I don't know if anybody else has any comments or questions. Okay, I guess we'll move on to the O&M. As I put in the report, so Rob has gone through the O&M already. He's taken the draft we had, redlined it, sent that over to me. I'm currently in the process of updating, like I said earlier, some of the technical design information that's not in the O&M, so I'm trying to get it inserted into the O&M and then verify some of the other technical information. As long as the information in there that's referenced directly to the Army Corps of Engineers, to make sure that's accurate as well. So it's been taking me a little bit more time than I was hoping, but it's kind of the research and development part of it is a little bit time consuming, and we've been busy with other stuff too, so it's been kind of in the mix. Anybody have any questions?
No questions, just a comment. And I appreciate you looking in the, not only looking at the forms themselves and the documents themselves, but then, you know, why it takes so long is because then we have to go out in the field and verify, you know, look at, you know, the nameplates on motors and take measurements on pipes and make sure that the stuff that's in the O&M, we're just auditing it and verifying it. So I appreciate the back and forth. I know it's a lot of back and forth from the office to the field.
It's super great that you're working on that though, Chase. It's really, really good.
So with that, the Stormwater Master Plan, it's actually available on the city's website. I saw it the other day. So if anybody else wants it, it's up there. And I don't have anything legal unless Jeff knows of anything that we're not aware of.
No, it's been all quiet.
And the rental home too, quiet. Rent is paid.
Except for the wasps.
The wasps. Ugh.
It's bad.
Are you still having to spray the house for that?
Everything. We've had to spray the pump stations, I think, at least 3 or 4 times. And it's, I mean, I'm sure everybody's having the same problem, but it's out of control. So we were, so the next upcoming proposed monthly meeting is the 12th of October, but I believe we were trying to have a special meeting
right.
or a work session for the infrastructure improvement project, the 4th or the 5th, if I can remember right.
Yeah, and one of the action items from last meeting was for me to reach out to the board members and make sure that the 4th or 5th would work for everybody. And I have not done that. So I will do that. I will do that ASAP.
Can you just do it right now?
Yeah, we can. I mean, we've got plenty of time. Let's go ahead and talk about it right now that we don't have to follow up with an email or anything like that. Does the 4th or the 5th of October, which I believe is a... What day is that?
Wednesday or Thursday? Wednesday
or Thursday. Does anybody have any scheduling conflicts with those days? Last meeting we talked that we would book out a 4-hour or so window. I don't anticipate it taking the full 4 hours, but that we'd block that out so we had enough time to go over.
What time of day are we talking about?
I believe last time we were discussing kind of midday, if my memory serves me right. Does anybody have a conflict in the morning of the 4th or 5th?
Well, we might want to check. I know the reason we pushed it into October was because harvesting was kicking off mid-September. I don't know if that's changed. Maybe Amanda or Megan can chime in.
Yeah, good.
We're kind of playing it by ear, no pun intended. At this point, we may or may not be harvesting then, but I could at least call in and listen and be on via Zoom. If that's the only time that works.
Do we want to try to maybe push it back a week or two to be safe? Or was that, do you think you'll be ahead of harvest or behind harvest?
At that point, we'd probably be, I honestly don't know. We may be in the middle of harvest. We may be done. We may be getting ready to start. But I can just plan on calling in for it if we are in the middle of harvest at that point.
How about you, Megan?
Thursdays, I couldn't do it during the day. We're open to the public then, so that's just not feasible. So for me, it either have to be Wednesday, and I'd have to work around it with our wholesale, or it'd have to be in the evenings. So it's kind of like with Amanda, it's just hard to say, you know, until we get there. It's all up to Mother Nature.
Well, what about an evening meeting for a couple hours instead of 4 hours?
I'd be open to an evening meeting for a couple hours. I think, to be quite honest, to give my fullest attention to all this, if we go for 4 hours, you know, after a long day's work, I feel like I wouldn't be giving the appropriate attention to this as I should be. If we need to break it up over two different times, that would be okay with me. But I also don't want to put anybody out as a imposition either.
Well, does it work better if we do this in November instead?
For me, probably from speaking from a point of harvesting, yes, I'd be done by November. I don't know for Amanda, she'd have to speak to that.
I better be done by then. Yes, that would work.
Oh, gosh.
That chopper doesn't run in 3 feet of mud, huh?
Well, what do you think? Can we do that instead? So it's not quite so much for them.
Yeah, so a meeting in November then, is that what you were just talking about finalizing?
Yeah, I was kind of just asking Chase and Rob if they thought that would be okay if we push that out till November.
I'm just pulling up the city's website real quick. Let me just see what they have. I was looking at the first week in November. I think it's the first or second? First or second would be Wednesday or Thursday. They don't have anything on their master calendar for first or second. So does the anybody have a conflict with first or second in the evening for 2 hours?
Not that I know of.
First or second.
Yeah, I'm good. I think the second for me. I think I think the second would be best for me if that's the Thursday. Sorry, I don't have my calendar in front of me right now.
Okay. How are you looking, Gary, on the 1st and 2nd of November? 1st and or 2nd?
Fine.
Did you say fine? Sorry, I talked over you.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, let's do...
First would be the best.
First would be the best, okay. Well, let's... okay, we'll do the first. Okay, well, let me reach out to our friends at the city and see if we can get our names penciled in for the first, see what times they have, and then I'll send an email out to the board with a couple two-hour time slots. Somebody showed me the other day how to do a doodle poll, so maybe we'll send something like that out and see what schedule works best for everybody for the late afternoon, early evening of the first.
Okie dokie.
Of the first. Okay. Got it. Thanks, everybody.
And just to remind us, this is the meeting where we're going to be prioritizing, right? Or, you know, is that what we're doing? Yeah.
So in the meantime, before, obviously we've got some time, but we need to put together kind of a draft of what we want to accomplish in that meeting. That was one of the action items from last time too, was you and I were going to work with Chase once he gets caught up and gets time for a breather, work him out kind of drafting up what we, you know, the expectation would be on things we want to accomplish for that meeting.
Okay. Probably a good idea to have an agenda.
Yeah.
What?
You look at my thing.
Stop for me.
Hey, Bruce, I think you came off of mute.
Yep, sorry about that.
You're fine. Okay. Make note of that. All right, Chase, what else we got?
I think that's it. Oh, master calendar.
We kind of skipped over. I didn't hear any comment on the October 12th for the next meeting. Did anybody have any scheduling conflicts with that? Are we good to go on the 12th?
Yep. Okay.
Next meeting. Perfect. Okay. All right. Let's take a peek at our master calendar, see how we're coming along, and then we'll close this thing up.
Where did it go?
Go over to resources and then annual calendar, I think.
Oh, looking right at it. Nothing.
Here we go.
November bylaws are done.
Multi board meeting. Yeah, for those of you who called in and can't see it, we're just looking over the annual calendar on our SDIC website. And September monthly board meeting topics, we were talking about the review of the bylaws and any internal policies for updating as needed. We didn't, as Jeff said, we don't really have a whole lot to talk about when it comes to bylaws, at least right now, that we anticipate. And then October for our monthly board meeting topics, we don't really have anything on the annual calendar established yet. But in November, we have a plan for the board of directors to review Chase. So that'll be coming up.
Oh, I need to put the IFA loan payment authorization in November. Okay. All right.
November. Okay, well, let's review the action items real quick. I'll start off with the ones that I was quick enough to make a note of. I'm sure I missed a bunch. The board is going to send a list of potential attendees for a drainage district tour. please don't send a list of like 20 or 30 people, because we only have what, 3 seats in the truck and 6 in my truck and your truck. So maybe one or two people you like to see out and about learning about our district, and then and make sure they would benefit from it. So that's the first board action item. The second is that Chase is going to double check on Bruce's question from the chat, just to make sure that the meeting's not public. And then Chase will follow up with Bruce directly. Rob's going to follow up with the city to make sure we can borrow their building on the, or their meeting room on the first, either in the late afternoon or early evening of November 1st for our work session. And then I'll email the board a couple time slots that could potentially work. And then Chase is going to add the IFA loan payment to the November annual calendar.
And we're going to work with him on setting a work session agenda. Did you already say that? I'm sorry if you did.
No, I didn't. Thank you. Work with Chase on work session agenda.
If Gary and Amanda could go sign checks, that'd be great. I don't know if you already said that. Sorry.
Nope. Didn't say that either. I always forget the checks.
Yeah. And clearly the state pool transfer is already done.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't even know if it qualifies as an action item anymore. That's all already done. So, okay, is there anybody else from the board or the public that has any comments before we break?
Just echo your applause for the hard work of our staff.
Yeah, it was one heck of a busy August for sure. So thanks, everybody. Okay, well, it is 6:51 by my watch. Thanks, everybody, for attending. Let's go ahead and adjourn the monthly board meeting. Sure. Everybody have a great night.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Janelle.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks all. Good night.
Good night.
Night, Jeremy.
Good night, guys.
Good night. Thanks for doing this, Chase.
Anytime.